Let's do fleet, 13 trucks. This is the part of the business that quietly eats you.
Your opening ask was one line, let's get the fleet set up and into self-learning status.
And then I told you what good looked like because that's the part people skip.
You did. First step, pull every vehicle, year, make, model, VIN. Then deep research on maintenance issues and current technical service bulletins. And the bar. Come back at a master tech level, specific to our fleet and our VINs.
Not general truck advice, my trucks.
That's the difference between a chatbot and something useful. How do I fix a check engine light is worthless. This specific truck, this engine, this fault code, these three bulletins that apply to this build year is a work order.
How much of that existed before?
In people's heads and in a maintenance system, nobody read on purpose. Every VIN decoded, every open recall, mapped to the specific truck it applies to, plus the accumulated history, the issues we'd logged, the repeat patterns per truck, and the corrections our fleet guy had made to previous answers.
That last one matters.
It's the most valuable data in the whole pile and the easiest to throw away. Every time a human tells the system, no, that's not it, here's what it actually was, that correction is worth more than any manual. It's your shop's real knowledge, and normally it evaporates in a hallway conversation.
Then I said, run the AB.
You wanted the cloud model tested against the local one on real fleet questions side by side, which is you refusing to take my word that the expensive option is better.
And?
The local model on the DGX Spark was faster on the same questions at zero per query cost. Quality was close enough that the difference didn't change any decision we'd actually make.
So the cheap one on my own hardware beat the cloud?
On this kind of work, yes. Not on everything. The hard novel reasoning still goes to the big models. But routine diagnostics against your own history, the box in your office wins, and it wins on speed.
Then I asked about oil.
You said, we're going to send oil out for lab testing. What kind of insights can a lab test give this model?
I want to know if it's actually worth doing before I make it a habit.
It's the highest value input on the list, and here's why. A fault code tells you something has already broken. Oil analysis tells you something is currently wearing. The metals in used oil are a fingerprint. Certain metals point at bearings, others at the cylinder walls, others at the cooling system leaking into where it shouldn't be. Fuel showing up in the oil means it's idling too much or making too many short trips.
Which is a driving problem, not a truck problem.
Exactly. That one's a coaching conversation, not a repair. Same sample tells you both.
And that turns into a trend line.
That's the real prize. One sample is a data point. Four samples on the same truck is a slope. And the slope tells you the failure is coming before anything sounds wrong, which is the difference between scheduling a repair on a Tuesday and having a truck die on a Saturday with a full route on it.
Then I asked about telematics reports.
You said the GPS platform probably has better reports a fleet agent could digest and told me to have it review what's available and how each one is useful. So I did, and the answer was more than I expected. Live fault codes per truck, engine hours, idle time, driving behavior, most of it sitting there unread.
That's the theme of this whole show. Nobody's missing data, everybody's missing the reading of it, and
your instruction on wiring it was very specific, which I appreciated.
You make sure it's loaded on the box, not on you. You don't carry the weight or the tokens on its own function.
Which is the correct architecture and also a budget rule. If a job runs every night forever, it must not cost per run. The nightly fleet pipeline pulls fault codes, locations, engine hours, open work orders, overdue maintenance, and driving periods, and produces a ranked list of what to worry about. It takes about half a minute.
And I made one more call that night that I'd stand behind.
The GPU scheduling. You said, our coordinator agent should make sure the overnight runs have time between them to free up GPU space.
One machine. If everything fires at midnight, everything's slow and something falls over.
You staggered it like a shop schedule. Heavy job, gap, lighter job, gap. That's an operator's instinct applied to compute, and it was better than what I'd have done, which was fire everything at once and find out.
What did it come back with?
A ranked morning list. Active fault codes across the fleet, the worst truck named, the overdue maintenance count, and the driving events worth a conversation. And when I asked it to go further, which you did, it produced diagnostic procedures per code, tools required, part numbers, diagnostic time, repair time.
That's what I asked for. Steps, tools, parts, and timing per the manuals.
Why did that specific list matter to you?
Because that's what I need to decide anything. If I know the diagnosis is an hour and the repair is a half hour and the part is in stock, that truck goes in tomorrow. If I don't know any of that, it sits until it breaks.
That's the whole value in one sentence. The intelligence isn't the diagnosis. It's the estimate that lets you make a scheduling decision this morning instead of next week.
Where's it weakest?
Two places, honestly. One, it's only as good as what gets logged. If a repair happens and nobody writes it down, the system thinks the problem is still open and starts giving you bad advice. Two, it will tell you a part number with total confidence, and part numbers change by build year. A human who knows the truck still verifies before ordering.
So it doesn't replace the tech.
It doesn't come close. Or what it replaces is the 20 minutes before the tech starts. The pulling of history, the checking of bulletins, the has this truck done this before? It hands somebody who knows what they're doing a fully prepared file.
That's every good version of this stuff. You still need the person. They just start further down the road.
And for an owner listening, your fleet system already knows more than you're asking it. The build here wasn't inventing intelligence. It was pointing something at data you're already paying to collect and telling it to read all of it every night and rank what matters.